the crate, thanks to your friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records.
It's Troy from the friendly neighborhood record store, Southbound Records. Good morning, Troy.
Good morning, how are you?
Good, thanks. I bet you guys have been just hammer and tongs, just working up there, sweating away in your undies, just doing, trying to unpack boxes and get them ready for...
All correct, yep. Except for the undies bit, yes.
No undies. No, just doing it nude.
How about it? We even wear shoes. Shoes.
Oh, actually, at Southbound Records, you probably wear those, like, dust-proof. There's probably, like, a... You probably have to get decontaminated before you go into the record storage area, I guess.
Yeah, that's, you know,
like,
true.
Yeah, like in the Apple factory, something like that, eh? One of those things. Plastic bags around your feet, eh?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
That's why we, yeah.
That's why, because, well, I mean, last thing you need someone coming back going, oh, there's some grit on this record.
Oh, but I'm going to be talking about that a little bit later.
Thank you, Troy. Coming up next, Troy tells us about Record One. Troy, go ahead.
Record One. Now, it's Record Store Day this weekend. Did you forget?
Oh, my God. Someone rings us right now on 309-3879. I'm going to give you $50 voucher to spend at Southbound Records on Record Store Day.
Oh,
you
got
to have a Simplicity Beaker, and you got to ring now. You got to do it now. Ring now. 309-3879 with a Simplicity Beaker. That's you. You're the quickest caller. Good morning.
G'day.
Well done, well done. What's your name?
Ross.
Take a big deep breath, Ross. Breathe in, Ross. You're the winner, Ross. Do you have a B card?
I do.
Thank you. Stay there. Hang on. Okay. Well, can you just one moment? Could just pass.
Anyway, while Tess is talking to Ross, Records Today.
Oh my God, Tess and Ross, both two X's at the end. Did you notice it?
I did notice. Records Today is on Saturday.
Meant to be.
We open at the earlier time of 9 a.m.
What time do you normally open up there?
On Saturdays?
Yep.
10.
Okay.
Yep.
Gentlemen's hours. Yep. All right. So 9 a.m. in the morning.
9 a.m. We have hundreds of Records Today exclusive releases. Loads. That's what we've been unpacking upstairs.
Shit.
All of these exclusives. Not only that, shall I tell you what else we have?
That alone. I'm just, you know.
How about 10% off everything store wide? How about free coffee and baked goods? How about DJs playing in store? How about free gifts? How about a chance to go into...
free gifts, like what?
Like stuff, some cool stuff.
Okay, like records, record-related stuff.
Yeah, music-related stuff.
You know, like cars or anything.
But no cars. Okay. How about we've got a prize draw as well for like a... Yes, thank you. Thank you. It's a big pack with a spin clean and MoFi stylus cleaner and a whole bunch of stuff.
A good friend of mine, 48 Sonic.
Oh, yes.
He was crowing on social media yesterday about receiving his spin clean.
Yeah.
And how just delighted he was. What is a spin clean for people who don't know?
Spin clean is a way of deep cleaning your records. It is a small machine where the record sits vertically on it.
Yeah.
And you manually turn the record and it goes through a bath of some proprietary cleaner, and it goes round and round and round, and there's two brushes on either side. Yes, and
it's amazing, and takes the static away from too. Did you play it?
Did Jonathan buy it from us? I think he did.
I don't know if he did.
Yes, I think he did.
Did he?
Yes. Anyway, okay,
and by the way, 48, if you're listening,
to you. Right, now, Records Today. So, what else did I have to say about it? Oh, yes, the exclusive record. Shall we play one?
Oh, what else was in the pack? Run through that pack again first.
That one has a spin clean. It has a MoFi stylus cleaner. It has an AudioQuest gold conductive anti-static brush. It has... it has a show and listen frame. You know, the vinyl frames where you can open out the front, put your record sleeve in there, put it up. It's like on the wall framed.
They're very nice. I've got a couple of those here.
One of them. Yeah. What else is in there? A bunch of inner sleeves, outer sleeves, other things you'll need for once you've cleaned it with your new spin clean.
Right.
Yeah.
No good for a CD player. So all about the records, isn't it?
But I'm going to come back to that a bit later as well.
Okay. All right, we'll play record number one.
Record number one. Now, this one here is a mix of a single which has never been out before. This is a 10-inch on red vinyl. I'm pretty sure that not just me and Jeffrey at Southbound were massive fans of the Redskins back in the day. Already.
Here's that.
Come on.
Okay, so the early 80s, the Redskins were like a skinhead soul group. And every record they did had exclamation marks.
Every record had exclamation marks because they wanted to make a point?
They made a point all the time. This was around...
Sorry, you said a skinhead what?
Soul group.
All right.
Yep. On this particular tune, you will hear the drummer. It's, in fact, Steve White from the Style Council, of which I think the Redskins had a great deal of similarity to. Well, I thought that then. Maybe I don't think it now. Yes, I do.
What year are we talking?
This is 84.
It's definitely, it does have an 84 sound to it, doesn't it?
Well, remember...
Like a lot of New Zealand bands sort of had that. And this sounds like a lot of where some of the better New Zealand bands were going.
Yeah.
Around that time.
I'd agree. Although, in Britain at the time, when you had Margaret Thatcher, you had 3 million unemployed, you had the miners' strike, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's why the Redskins had exclamation marks. Like this tune here, Bring It Down. Here we go. You've never had it so good. The favourite phrase of those who've always had it better. Tess, what you think?
Very nice.
Sounds like a beer. It looks like a great show for my ears.
Oh hell yeah! Back there, the singer, Christine, older people who read the NME back in the early 80s might remember Christine under the name of X Moore. He was one of their writers. Okay, so what we've got here is a 4-track 10-inch. This is a mix.
Never before released, did you
never
say?
Never before released mix on this one. There's a live version of Let's Make It Work.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark. And there's the 12-inch version of Bring It Down, This Insane Thing, which did come out back in the day. And there is one called You Want It, They've Got It.
Exclamation mark.
Exclamation mark. Hell yeah.
Right.
I think you'll also find that when you buy this and take it home, it sounds a bit more high fidelity at home.
At home, you reckon that's not sounding too high fidelity there?
Yeah.
I don't know why that is, actually.
I was going to say, be careful, it's my coffee, but I've just decided it's Jeffrey's one. Anyway, shall we move along to the next one? The next Record Store Day release that I brought in... As usual, I've just randomly brought things in.
I have no idea why that might have been, Troy, actually.
Oh, you do?
Yeah,
now
look at it.
Oh.
Sorry.
Oh, did you? Oh, okay.
No.
Never mind.
It wasn't there. Someone left it in a shocking state. Be careful.
The next thing we have is a 7-inch single. Now, a few years ago, well, actually last year on Records Today, there was an Elvis Costello single of him covering a Squeeze tune with members of The Roots. It was said at the time that the members of The Roots had got together 4 years previous and had recorded an entire album of Squeeze covers, the UK band Squeeze.
Yeah. It's they used to be called the UK Squeeze?
Only in this part of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, it's the same.
Obviously, here a squeeze, but yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, still that album hasn't appeared.
Oh, good. I've just got a good question pertaining to the last one. Someone sent in here. Yep. When we say skinhead, do we mean white supremacist?
No, we don't. Absolutely not. That's not what we mean at all.
Yeah.
If anyone really wants to know, you can look up the history of what skinhead was all
about.
Go
look at the Don. What's his name?
Don Letts.
Don Letts. The history of skinhead documentary, which is on YouTube, which is a phenomenal documentary.
Don Letts, of course, was a skinhead back in the day. Don Letts is a Afro-Caribbean man.
Yeah. It's a really great documentary, and it really gives you the history of where skinhead came from, and you can see it's just been hijacked.
Co-opted by small-minded idiots.
That's right.
But it was like a young person fashion thing. back in the late 60s and also in the 80s, which was when it was hijacked as well. Anyway, let's move along.
So back to Squeeze.
Squeeze. Now, there's an album of Squeeze covers. We still haven't, the album still hasn't appeared, but this year on Record Store Day, a 7-inch of a cover of a Squeeze.
And only on Record Store Day.
Only Record Store Day release, yes, exclusive. Squeeze had a song called Tempted, which was quite a big song, I think. In 1984, it would have been from their East Side Story album, I think. But anyway, this version here. Can you tell me, by looking at that cover, who is performing on this version?
By looking at the cover?
Yeah, tell me who it's credited to.
There's a sticker that says.
Yeah.
Who's you ever heard of anyone called Erica Badu before, anyone?
Yeah.
James Poyser?
Yeah.
I don't know who James Poyser is. Who's James Poyser?
He played with The Roots. He was
Okay.
Big
he was a singer.
Names, big names.
All right. So they're doing a cover of Tempted.
Yeah, who else is on it?
A good cover, funny picture.
Tell us who else is on it.
Oh, my God. Okay, so James Poyser, Ali Jackson on drums, Erica Badu on vocals, Stephen Thundercat Bruner on vocals there, Kirk Douglas on guitar, Derek Hodge on bass, Mike Feingold Chamberlain, a microphone, whatever that is, and a dulcimer, Frank Knuckles percussion, Matt Cappy flugelhorn and trumpet, the sousaphone by Damon Bryson.
Oh, there's a sousaphone.
There's a sousaphone. A sousaphone and a flugelhorn.
Yeah.
It's Ben and Holly's Little Kingdom.
So what you got there is like about half the Roots, and then people like Ali Jackson, who is I think you play with Wynton Marsalis in the more mainstream, straight-ahead areas of jazz. You got Derek Hodge, one of the great latter-day Blue Note players. But anyway, shall we hear what this sounds like?
Let's, shall we?
Did we say Erica Badu? Oh, my God!
Production, isn't it?
Oh yeah. Okay, as we're being hurried along.
Yes, Stuart. God, come on here.
I'm going to show you the third
record. I've still got to run up to number two. That's beautiful though. That's lovely. That's only available on little 7-inch there.
Yep. Only way.
Little 45.
Okay. The next record we have for records today. It says on the spine here, "I'm intelligent." Some people would say very, very, very intelligent.
Okay.
This here is a record entitled. What is it?
Oh,
you tell me.
What is this? The Wit and Wisdom of Donald Trump.
Right, open
Look
it up.
Look at that picture.
What colour do you think this vinyl might be, Mike?
Oh,
have a guess.
I've got a fair guess.
It might
be a resplendent shade of cockatoo orange.
Yeah, wow.
And I would be right. Look at that.
Now,
wow, it's very fluorescent.
Yeah. And what do we get? What do we got on the labels there? Oh,
side A, the Wit.
That is like
side B, the Wisdom, and then
the accident.
What's the orange, accident? That is.
What are we supposed to do? The accident?
Put on the accident.
Okay, the accident's only 2 seconds long.
No. Well, okay. Put a bit of the Wisdom on.
And then play the accident first. I'll put the Wisdom. Okay, Wisdom first.
Put the Wisdom on. Now this is
so
the
not
Wit.
Not the Wit or the Wit or the Wisdom.
The Wisdom.
Yeah, the Wisdom.
Put on the Wisdom.
What is this?
This is the Wisdom of Donald Trump.
So that's you'd think that would be 2 seconds long.
Well, can you hear him? Okay, started. Here we go. The Wisdom of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm.
it just silent?
Now you can you can put it further into the
It's an 18 minute track.
Yep.
Of silence. Oh wow.
That's funny. Okay, now it's about halfway through.
Yep.
Here we go. And that's almost towards the end.
Yep.
That's the wisdom there. I'll try and find the wit, which is the variance. That way. Still, there's the wisdom. Still, about 17 minutes in.
Okay.
It's
a quiet one, this.
We might miss it. Wait. Is this a trick, Troy?
No.
This better be grand.
It is.
A bit further forward, maybe. Can't really see.
I think we've got, that's some of the wisdom of Donald Trump, but coming up should be. You might have to put it a little further over, Mike.
Just a shade.
Just a shade. Oh, what's that? That's you moving it.
Put it back. Okay, this tune now is called The Accident by Donald Trump.
This is hard to find, it's very quick.
I followed through.
And there you have the locked groove of what might well be a toilet flushing, or in fact an orange being juiced. And that locked groove there, ladies and gentlemen, goes on forever.
Beautiful.
So that
never runs out. So if you leave, if something happens, that noise is going to go on forever.
Forever.
It's a terrible noise.
What's on the other side? Do we have a quick check?
We listened to both sides of this record right through at 33 RPM. We listened to both sides through at 45 RPM.
So the other side, which is the wit.
Yeah, this is the wit of Donald Trump.
Also has nothing on it.
Wow.
At all.
So these are all out on Record Store Day on Saturday, are they?
These are all out on Saturday.
It's a cool-looking record, though.
See what it says on the back? There's a special message on there. In that little box.
This mono LP can be played on anything you like at any speed. Depends how long you want it to go on for. For best results, don't keep it in its sleeve. Leave it lying around to get it as snorsed as possible. It'll provide the most satisfaction and accuracy the more damaged it gets.
Wow.
So, 90.
Oh, get in there, somebody bothering to do that. That's excellent.
What that one up for?
Oh, I don't know the prices of any of these yet. We haven't worked those out.
That's a great record. I can't tell you. Is that a scrotum on the back or a mushroom?
Alrighty.
What do you make of that, Tess?
I don't know. But that's...
Look at it, Tess. What do you make of it?
Whatever it is, it's huge.
Oh, I don't know if it's huge.
I don't know.
Okay.
So 9 o'clock on Saturday morning, we are opening the doors for Record Store Day.
We'll be broadcasting live.
You'll be broadcasting live from 8 a.m.
Yeah.
I might play that from my set.
I think you can. Mike's doing his set. What time are you doing it?
2 o'clock. I'm playing my set there. 2 to 3. I'll be at Southbound Records. I might play The Wit and Wisdom of Donald Trump for the whole 18 minutes.
All right.
So very excited. You must be excited, Troy.
I am excited. I'm also excited. I'm just going to quickly, briefly say something else. I'm excited we managed to get some cool new accessories into the store, one of which I've been excited to try out for a while. It's called the Record Reverginizer. And I know it's a silly name.
Troy.
But what it is an amazing fluid that you put onto the record and then leave between 4 and 12 hours and peel it off like a cosmetic mask or whatever. And it is it takes out all of the impurities, which are in there.
That's pretty cool.
Amazing. But that's one of the things. Anyway, you can find that in store too.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Troy. See you on Records All Day. Have a great Record Store Day. Let's hear it for records.
From the crate, thanks to Southbound Records, 132 Simon Street.